Hey, Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. And good morning, everyone.
So I'm always interested in the concept of ChatGPT because I still have a sibling who is in school. And I always wonder how teachers are working around this. What is your take on it?
I've worked in the future of education literally for 30 years. It's one of my most favourite topics. I start every conversation by saying this is not about teachers who I know to be wonderful and who are stretched and all those incredibly terrific things. It's more about the system and the method that we go about it. So in that context, ChatGPT has come along in the last 18 months. All I've heard from my education clients and from my audiences in more general conversations is let's ban it, let's stop children using it. I was told in fourth form to stop using a calculator because my brain, my maths brain, would disappear and shrivel away. We all use calculators now. Nobody even knows what a calculator is anymore because we use Excel. That's my point. What we have to do is to learn to harness ChatGPT. It is a tool. It is a technology that the children, young adults, old adults, everyone is going to use in their life. Our children have to be taught how to use it wisely and properly, and our education system has to come up to standard of what the future needs from these people, which is what education does. It makes sure that tomorrow's people are ready to go out in the world, and banning it isn't a solution. There was a really great response to this question, which didn't come from me, but came from the audience, and it was from an educator, somebody who was actually very, very high up in the education system, who said that they are working on, rather than banning ChatGPT, they're working on a system where the responses are no longer yes, no, or rote answers, but they are creative human responses, which tells clearly if that student has understood the question by how they interpret it, not how they remember it.
And I remember being in high school and I really struggled with rote learning because it was all about memorization and not putting it into practice. So I completely agree. I think that doing something where it proves your knowledge, not your memorization skills, is really valuable.
So, and it's what the kids tomorrow are going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, because most of the routine learning that we've done, we've now given up. Hardly anyone remembers phone numbers. Now, I'm not saying we give it up forever. We need to have a basic understanding of it. But we need to know that tomorrow is much, much more than just about memory. It really is about human creativity.
And we're talking about how this will apply for children in the future. Well, let's touch on careers. You've mentioned that this might become obsolete. What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm a heretic here, and remember that I try and throw big statements in to wake people up. The reality for me is that careers no longer exist for our children. That doesn't mean they won't be working. It doesn't mean that they won't be hard at what they do, that they will be terrific at what they do. But a career is a single narrative response to what you do after you finish school, which is what I was told. When you finish school, however and whenever you do that, you will become X, Y, or Z, and you will do that for the most part of your life before you go on to another part of your life. That linear notion doesn't exist anymore. We can't give it to our children, even though we say we want to. We really do have to prepare them for the reality that they will make money, they will have fun, they will have joy, they will do all kinds of things in their life, but it's not going to be linear. They will have lots of skills, lots of attitudes, lots of aptitudes they need to learn, and they will need to learn them in ways that we never thought before. I mean, who even knew about ChatGPT 18 months ago? How did we teach our children to use it then? We couldn't, but we can make them ready for whatever's ahead so that they could think their way through and figure out how to do it for themselves.
And as you said, teaching how you can utilize this tool rather than, I guess, take advantage and plagiarize everything. So how do we blend that with the humanness in education?
Goes back to what we talked about earlier, and that is that we have to assess, we have to think about creativity. If technology is going to do most of the routine work, this is not just about doing things for an accountant or an engineer. This is also for people working wonderfully well with their hands. It's for everybody. Technology is going to do more and more of the routine, the repetitive work, because we can teach it to do it. What's left is for humans to be creative, to be wise, to be able to apply the situations, to be able to look at what technology does and fight against it, say that's not right, this is how we should do it, this is how we should change it. That's how I think humans into the future. And again, our education system has to prepare our students of tomorrow to go out into the world.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this AI and being a child in the education system will develop. Thank you so much for your time today, Morris.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
Morris Mizzle, you can find him at www.morrisatfuturist.com. This is Albany 783 MMM.